number five. Student five.
It's that old lady there, isn't it?
Lyle Hurt.
Mrs. Lyle Hurt.
Mrs. Lyle Hurt.
Yes.
Pay up, lady.
What?
Ray is just checking,
you
ladies and gentlemen.
Pop up the loop, the tuition, you know, for the act for it.
See if the lady who has
well,
paid...
Well, I thought that the $1,000 I sent in covered it all.
Didn't cover it on the air lessons.
That won't buy the chalk for this course, Mrs. Herb. Now, could we make some arrangements, please?
Well, all right, but please, not here in the air. I'm embarrassed now.
What do you think we are, Mrs. Herb?
A couple of cheapskates.
No, I mean, we've been taken in. We're embarrassed, too.
Bob, let's not do this. Why parade our dirty linen before the public?
Very good idea. I'll roll a blackboard back there in the closet.
Take the dirty linen off, too.
Put that in with it.
Okay, good.
Say, are you tired of going along with the gang, ladies and gentlemen?
Do you wish to stand out in the crowd? To be different than all the rest, and thereby be respected as an individualist?
Well, if this description is you, if it fits you, then what you need is the Bob and Ray Nonconformists Kit. Everything from soup to nuts for the man or woman who dares to be different.
Now, first, we send all you nonconformists a nonconformist-type car. Now, this car is as different as you dare hope. The front end is the front portion of a popular European sports car.
The rear is the back end of a popular American limousine. For details and information as to how we happen to have such an unusual automobile to offer at this time, simply check with the highway patrol officer at the big traffic intersection on the Massachusetts Turnpike.
Tell him to refer to case number 498367, vis-a-vis a sports car and limousine thing.
Next, an American flag that's different but is still patriotic. It contains 13 stars and 50 stripes.
Say a little different. It has all the necessary parts. And for your office, a sign which says, Think, and is handsomely framed. This is definitely a nonconformist item because Think is spelled correctly.
And for the first 50 who write in, we'll send as an added nonconformist bonus... A transistor radio that is larger and heavier than a 1936 model radio console.
And let's not forget the nonconformist sound effect record. Come April 16th, you call the Bureau of Internal Revenue. When the agent answers, you say...
My name is, and you give your name and address, and then you move the receiver of the phone over to where the record is being played. See? This one. And then you bring the receiver back to you and you holler into it.
Lots of luck, buddy.
Then you hang up quick. And if you find next morning that you've suddenly left town, then you're probably a conformist. However, if you're a true nonconformist, you'll merely have gone out and bought a large, vicious watchdog.
So order one of our nonconformist kits now, will you? And be the first one on your block to be the only one on your block.
Right to Nonconforming CDS, 485 Madison Avenue, New York.
Now then, spotlight preview time. Time to give you a little listen in on what's likely to be going on tomorrow on one of CBS Radio's winning seven daytime dramas.
So we don't want to let the cat out of the bag completely, but here's just an inkling of what's going to happen on that dramatic favorite, Whispering Streets, tomorrow.
Luckily, the Whispering Streets cast was running through tomorrow's show this afternoon, and we were fortunate enough to get our hands on a part of the rehearsal tape. I wonder, Cyril, if you'd play that for us now.
Is that all?
Well, it can't be. Must have the wrong tape over there. Well, anyway, it was just a rehearsal. Maybe the line will be clear tomorrow.
Don't miss Whispering Streets, another of CBS Radio's winning seven daytime dramas tomorrow and each weekday.
Certainly wouldn't miss tomorrow's Whispering Streets for all the world, plus $5 in stamps or coin.
Bob and Ray Agriculture Department and our agricultural editor, the from the Lackawanna, New York field station with a big spring smile on his face, Dean Archer Armstead. How are you, Dean?
When I look at you fellas, I certainly get to laughing.
Well, that's what we hope you do. Tell me what's new at the field station and what do we have to talk about today. That water has been in there all week in that carafe.
I'm remark about it, but it looks to me like the type of water that we have used many times for fertilizing roots of elm trees.
Uh-huh.
You know, we've been up at the Lackawanna Police Station barn, troubled terribly with the Dutch elm disease.
With what?
Dutch
elm disease, yes.
Mr. Pickett has it, you know.
He has? I thought he looked pretty bad the last time he was here. Will he be well again soon?
Well, we certainly hope so. I know we're putting plenty of mulch around him and hoping everything goes all right. 10-5-4 combination.
Well, I certainly hope he does. Will you give our best to him when you get back up there?
You don't go near him, you know.
No, I know. It's very contagious.
His leaves are shedding too, which is odd at this time of year.
It certainly is. Because, of course, now we are faced with spring and the rebirth of our...
The deuce is out on the blackboard over there. River, trees, house.
Yes, well, we were having a drawing lesson at the beginning of the show, but...
Yes, they're trying to take all the money from the people who come in here, too.
Turned out that someone hadn't paid tuition and we couldn't continue with it.
Well, you fellows are a couple of rascals. Say, I have a new 4-page pamphlet.
Good.
On real pulp paper.
Wonderful.
The kind of paper that you hate to hold in your hand.
We're always happy to pass along information of pamphlets available to our listeners.
It was the best paper we could get. Mm-hmm. Now, it's called Mulch News. Now, for people who would like a 6-month subscription for $15.
Oh, wait a minute, Dean. We didn't clear the $15 for 6 months.
Not bad. It's $1,000 for a blackboard.
Never mind that.
House.
Never mind, ma'am. Dean, I'd rather you wouldn't promote this. I thought it was a free pamphlet you were sending out.
Oh, it couldn't be free, Bob. Hold it. Look at it.
It's
terrible to hold on to?
Yes, it is. But it's only 4 pages. And 6 months of this is $15?
6 months, $15.
Well, I wouldn't advise anyone sending
4-page pamphlet.
Mm-hmm. What is it entitled? I didn't get
Mulch News.
All right. Any final word before your theme comes in and you say goodbye?
No, just that I hope everybody realizes that this is April and that this is a great growing season. Time to get after your lawn and after your perennials.
So, from the Lackawanna, New York field station, our agriculture expert, Dean Archer Armstead, with another of his personal radio broadcasts. Until next time, Dean says,
hello.
So long, Dean.
So long. So long.
Well, it is. We're not going to be here tomorrow, we ought to mention, haven't we? For anyone who might be wondering where we...
I hadn't been told. This is rather quick notice, isn't it?
Yeah, but give them a day's notice. The golf tournament's on, I think.
Will we be back the following
day? We expect to be.
Thursday, then, huh? Well, I hope so. Okay, now it's time to check with... Oh, but first, before we call on Steve, here's a word about the Saturday Evening Post.
President Eisenhower's closest personal friend is one of the very few people who really knows Ike the man. He even knows the real reason Ike entered politics.
In this week's Saturday Evening Post, you'll be fascinated by an intimate portrait of the president. You'll learn why the challenge of the Taft opposition forced this reluctant war hero to seek the nomination, and why he went Republican when the Democrats were equally in pursuit.
You'll discover why Ike prefers to play down his egghead tendencies and how he's managed to have a panic-proof personality against stress, and find out, too, about his lifelong struggle to keep his temper in check.
How can Eisenhower still be such a hard worker after all his illness? What is his one overriding ambition? Be sure to read My Friend Ike by his Gettysburg neighbor, George Allen, in this week's Saturday Evening Post. On sale now. Get your copy wherever magazines are sold. The Saturday Evening Post.
I have Steve Bosco on the phone calling from the training camps in Florida where he's covering the sports picture for us this spring, and it won't be long before baseball will be in full swing. Hello, Steve.
Hello?
Steve Bosco, Bob and Ray here.
How are you, Ray, buddy?
Oh, this is Bob.
Hey, Ray.
Bob.
How's everything?
Steve.
Hey, Ray, I want to tell you that...
He thinks he's talking to Ray.
Hi, Ray?
No, this is... Never mind.
Well, it's okay. Put on, Bob.
All right.
Hiya, Bob.
Hi, Steve.
Oh, come on, Ray. Put on, Bob.
This is Bob.
Hi,
Steve.
Bob. Steve Bosco.
What's new down
here?
Hey,
how are you?
All
how
right.
Go? Hey.
Good.
I got a kid outside. I'm in a... Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, operator, I've been cut off again, will you? What, operator?
I can hear you. You're not cut off.
Hey, Bob?
Yeah.
Never guess who this is.
Steve Bosco, I'll bet.
You're right. Hey, you know who I have outside here in a phone booth?
No.
You'll never guess.
Well, tell us.
I have a rookie that I think is going to be one of the greatest ball players. Hello?
Yeah. Well,
hey, Ray, get off there, will you?
I just want to compliment you, Steve. You're
hi,
getting
Bob.
You're getting down to business. You've lined up some interviews, and...
Bosco.
We don't have a chance to talk to him.
If
or
this
you...
kid outside, I'd like to open up the phone booth, let him talk to you.
Well, okay.
Want to talk to him?
Sure.
This kid is great. Phil, play the sax for him.
Well, good. You want to interview him? Is that what you're going to do?
Yeah, wait a minute. I'll open the door.
Right,
come on, please.
Wait a minute. Hey,
Phil,
say hello,
will you?
The Bob and Ray.
Hello,
Phil.
Come on.
We got to
get back to
practice.
Okay, he
says
we're
going to get
right back. We're having a couple of practice.
Well, I thought
you're lining
hey,
up
look,
for interviews.
I want to get serious. Huh? I got to get some money or it's... I'm off
to
the plane.
Well, we sent you money last time
oh,
you
really?
Called.
Oh, really? I mean, it's serious.
Well, it's always
I mean,
serious.
I mean, really, I got to have it. I got to have $600 by 4 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Well, have you already written checks on it or
yeah.
What?
Yeah, I have. So would you do that, please?
Well,
the most expensive hotel in Braden's in Florida.
Didn't we have a long talk, young man?
Hello,
this?
Ray. How
well,
are you?
Well, this is Phil Bosco.
Hey, it's the most expensive hotel in Braden. Now, this is Steve Bosco, rounding third, big, thrown out of home.
Boy, we gave him the word the last time he called for money like that. Why does
well,
he keep doing it?
He never knows. Or, I mean, we never know, that's for sure.
Well, Steve will be...
Well, all the checks we send him are no good anyway.
Well, I know, but...
So we really don't take any loss on it. Well, then let's see. What else do we have
just
to do,
just think
Bob?
It could catch up with us sometime, that's all. We don't have time to do very much more.
No, I guess not. But
Thursday we're going to have some very unusual guests here, and I think that you'll do well to listen.
And we'll be back then and to say so long to you in our own individualistic way in just 10 seconds. But we'll see you Thursday. Until then, this is Ray Goulding reminding you to write if you get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumbs.
Bob and Ray came from the CBS Radio Network. This is KCBS AM/FM San Francisco. San Francisco.